Hey there, we're back, and this time we're calling it Instagram Part 2, where we attempt to take another deep dive into one of the most popular social media applications in the universe, Instagram. Hey guys, my name is Michael Peterson. Welcome to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. Together, we're going to look at ways to market your business online and beyond, attracting new customers and, of course, retaining the loyal ones. Marketing your business isn't difficult, but it does require learning a few basics. Can you do this alone? Yeah, sure. But honestly, why not do this together? To find out more about me, visit distinctmedia.ca. All right. So we did Instagram 101, the basics. So if you haven't heard that yet, maybe go back and listen to that one before this one. Now, Instagram goes deep like a lot of these apps. So, I mean, I will produce multiple podcasts that talk about Instagram and different areas of Instagram down the road because I couldn't possibly do the whole shebang in a 5 or 10 minute podcast. However, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at some of the areas of Instagram and talk about how they can help you promote your business. First of all, Instagram really started off as a photo application. So make sure that you're familiar with the filters in Instagram because they're fabulous. And also, if you open up Instagram and you have a photo that you want to edit, check out on the bottom the actual button that says edit itself. In edit, you can change things like brightness, contrast, saturation, typical photo editing options, but they're really fantastic. And first pro tip for you today is use Instagram to edit photos that aren't even meant for Instagram. So you can bring a photo into Instagram and you can apply the filters and the editing options to the photo and then use that photo somewhere else. All right. So the first question is, how do you get your posts noticed in Instagram? One of the most popular and common ways to do it is just to tag the photo. So you're going to tag people into your post, just like you would do on Facebook or other platforms as well. Now, there's two ways to do this. One, you can touch the photo itself and tag people, which means that the person's name is associated with the photo. But if anybody's looking at that photo, they won't see the name of the person that's tagged in it unless they actually touch the photo itself. So it's not very likely. However, if you want to tag someone and get their attention, that will go to their inbox. You can also do the at symbol and then their name, and you can actually tag people right on top of the picture itself so it's visible. Now, more people will see that. So if you're going to tag like an influencer, let's say Kanye West, and you post your photo with at Kanye on it, people will see that. And if you're doing that for any reason or you want like some street cred, then that's a great way to do it. So tagging within the photo can work, but no one sees it. Putting the at symbol and actually writing a tag on top of the photo, everyone sees it. And here's the thing. Now, Kanye West is not going to reshare your pizza place photo, guaranteed. However, if you tag somebody locally who might have a little bit of influence, they may see it and then share your content onto their own story. So that can help with growth. Next up is hashtags. Now, you all know what hashtags are, right? And if you don't, Google that first. We use hashtags in most social media streams these days, right? So you do a hashtag or the pound symbol and you write a word, and it helps to make your post more searchable. The thing about Instagram is that you do have search parameters, but Instagram's not very well set up for searching, to be honest with you. So hashtags can really help. The reality is, though, that let's say that you have a sushi restaurant in Nanaimo, BC, and you do hashtag sushi Nanaimo. It may make your post more discoverable if someone searches for those words. However, Instagram applies algorithms to posts. If it sees your post and it thinks this post is really popular, it's getting lots of interaction with people, it'll actually make that post more searchable as opposed to a post that you make that has all the right hashtags, but nobody's looked at it or touched it. Instagram won't actually bring it up in a search as easily. So it's a combination of a few things in order to get your content noticed on Instagram, for sure. You want interaction. Now, when you use hashtags, you want to be smart. Think about what people might type into a search window when looking for something like what you're selling. Okay, so again, if you're in Nanaimo, BC, they may search for Nanaimo sushi. So you got to make sure that you put probably 3 different variations of hashtags, maybe hashtag Nanaimo, hashtag sushi, hashtag Nanaimo sushi. And another tip with hashtags is always hashtag your business name into the post. Just makes it easier for people to find you. In Instagram, you can also tag location, and this works great if you have a business as well. So if I'm going to use Nanaimo and sushi this whole entire podcast. If I'm in Nanaimo and I want sushi, okay, if I'm doing a search and a sushi restaurant in Nanaimo has made a post, say with a picture of their sushi, looks fabulous, all that, but they also tagged their location, when I search for Nanaimo sushi, it's going to be another way in which that post may pop up into my search. Now, use lots of hashtags. You can write on a photo itself, or you can write it into the body of the text. Keep in mind, if you're making a post into the body of your Instagram feed, you can actually only use up to 30 hashtags, which is a shitload, so don't worry about it. All right, now Instagram also has something called stories. And if you compare them to regular posts, once you post a regular post in Instagram, it lasts there forever. It's always associated with your profile. If you make a story, it only lasts 24 hours. So you have to be very careful about Instagram stories. Super effective, they can be. And one of the reasons why is because people like the quick nature of Instagram stories. So for that reason, someone might not actually look down the feed and go and find your post. They may just be flipping through Instagram stories on the bus because it's more entertaining. So in that respect, be mindful of both options. And sometimes you might want to actually post both ways. And Instagram now has something new called Instagram Reels. It's kind of like the TikTok killer. So they've implemented this into the app now. It's a new video function. It allows you to make up to a 3 to 15 second video. It's very, very similar to the way that you record and edit and post in TikTok. Now, keep in mind, Instagram is a mobile device application only. So you can only do this on your phone or tablet, no computers. If you want to check out Reels, when you go to your home screen on Instagram, just quickly swipe right. And then at the very bottom, you'll see a button that says Reels, and you kind of walk yourself through it. I'm not going to go deep into Reels today. I'll probably do a separate podcast on that at a later date. Just keep in mind that it's a new feature, and I think it's going to be super popular. If you get into making Reels for your business now, you might be super happy once everyone else gets on board with it. It allows you to do all kinds of stuff, even like taking multiple video clips, putting them together into one thing, just like TikTok. The only thing about Reels, though, that kind of sucks is that if you have a business account on Instagram, you can't use any of the audio features. So you can't take music, copyrighted music that's available to private Instagram accounts like you would use in TikTok to make a video and apply it to your ad. So it's for copyright reasons. They don't want you advertising your business using, again, I'll use Kanye West, a Kanye West track underneath your video. If you're making a video or a reel on your private account, then they totally let you do it. So six of one, half dozen of the other. All right, some final pro tips for Instagram if you're just getting into it. Instagram really starts with a great image. Don't forget that. And smart copywriting. Okay, that's kind of the heart and soul of Instagram. So if your image isn't good and your copywriting isn't smart, short, sweet, to the point, all that, you may not have effective ads. And remember that it's not about hashtags or tagging people. Really great posts help searches. That's the way Instagram works. So if your post is popular and getting lots of clicks or interaction, it's more likely to come up in random searches as well. So Instagram wants to push good content. Do your homework, put all your hashtags in, tag all your people, do your location tags. But if your post is not strong, it's not interesting and getting interaction, it may not be that searchable. So keep that in mind. Remember to be hyper local when posting. Don't put hashtag Canada. Because honestly, if somebody's looking for sushi in Nanaimo and you put hashtag Canada, it's going to be kind of pointless. So focus on your neighborhood. Focus on your immediate area. Instagram is way more likely to help people find you that way. And finally, this is my final pro tip for you for this podcast. Instagram is a mobile device app. So I had traditionally used my phone and it works great on a phone. But recently I went out and bought an iPad and I'm so glad that I did because now I have a larger surface in which to edit my photos and videos in Instagram. I also bought an external keyboard for the iPad so I can type everything in way faster than tapping on my phone. It's a total pain, right? And it just makes being a pro Instagram user so much easier. So if you have a tablet, Samsung or otherwise, I recommend downloading Instagram app onto that and trying it. You probably will prefer it just like me. Thanks for listening. The next podcast is coming up soon. I hope that helped. Hey, thanks for listening to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. To hear all of our episodes and to keep up to speed with small business marketing, please make sure that you hit subscribe to this podcast. And to reach me directly, just email michael@distinctmedia.ca or follow me on social media @_distinctmedia. And finally, if you're struggling with this online marketing stuff and you just need more help, there's plenty of resources on my website, distinctmedia.ca. Cheers.